8. We're going to be continuing with the Community Connection in just a minute. We're going to be talking about the 37th Sunfest Festival here in Bartlesville. And this Community Connection is brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Stay tuned. We'll have a Community Connection on the way next.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
As promised, we're back with the Community Connection on this Friday. It's 8:39. Joining us in the studio is Pam Pattison and Stephanie Leaf. Stephanie is the president, and Pam works publicity for the event. And you guys have been, from what I understand, doing this event for about 6 years now. At least, you guys have been working it for six
years. Yes, we have.
6 wonderful years.
Yes.
And I heard, and you guys might talk about this a little bit if you want, that 6 years ago when you came on, it was almost the end of Sunfest for Bartlesville.
It was. There was a beautiful, fantastic board who dedicated good 20 years of their life to this, that it was just time to put in some new leadership, and that's when we all stepped up. We literally were a bunch of misfits.
Oh, yes.
We all came together, and now we're just one big, gigantic, dysfunctional family that we have no idea what we would do without each other.
Yes, that's for sure.
Totally, and I think a lot of people, especially Trey Stumpf, our own Trey Stumpf, who works up here at the radio station as a board up every now and then, appreciates your guys' work and what you do for the community. What's happening with this year's Sunfest?
We have a lot of different kinds of events that are happening. We always, when this board took over, we wanted to make sure that we always had really engaging special events to help drive people to the park, keep them coming back each day to enjoy all the delicious food and arts and crafts and youth activities that are happening. So we have a lot of special events that are happening. I'll let Pam talk about Friday night.
So Friday night is our fun night for kids. We're bringing our drive-in movie back. So that is, again, sponsored by Safari Smiles. So we're grateful for them. This year, our movie is Disney's Planes, A Fire and Rescue. And so we're going to have lots of activities for the little kids, and our movie starts at dark, so we'll have fun stuff before then just to keep everybody entertained. And
that was always that's always a really, really fun night. I mean, the kids just come out. We are going to bring back the competition for, like, bring your favorite emergency vehicle built out of cardboard boxes, and we'll have some prizes and raffle prizes and... Yeah, lots of good stuff kicking off that band shell. You know, Phillips 66 and Cheer Empire always does a wonderful exhibition. So we'll get to see those to entertain us before getting ready for all the pre-show fun on that Friday. So that's always really fun.
Okay, and the movie is happening in the band shell then?
Yes. Okay. So we, about 4 years ago, thanks to Safari, love Safari Smiles, They sponsor that each year and allows us to get that event bigger and better. So we blow up a big, huge, I think it's like 30-foot, 40-foot blow-up screen. And we project a movie onto that. That's really as big as the band shell. Okay. And people sit up on the hill with their blankets and their snacks. The Masons are coming out again this year and giving us free popcorn.
Yes.
Love the Masons. So it's just a really fun free night, and it's all free.
Yes.
The beauty of Sunfest is everything is free.
You know what kid movies you've, like, ran in the past with the Sunfest event?
We have. We try to take the movie and tailor it to our youth fest.
So we've done Alice in Wonderland. We did
Space Jam.
Space Jam.
Was great.
Our first one was Cars.
Okay.
So we're kind of going back to that.
Yep.
With the Planes movie. And what else did we do?
We did another one, too.
Babe. We did Babe last year.
Okay.
Because we had a pig calling contest.
Yes.
Which was pretty funny.
So you've done this for about as long as you guys have been on the board, then?
Yep. This will be our fifth year for this.
Okay.
So we always try to tailor that Friday night movie to our Youth Fest activity. So our Youth Fest has a theme of... Safety Town, so to say. So we're going to have booths of activities throughout the evening and all weekend for kids to come around the area, do some fun arts and crafts, relating to safety and emergency personnel. So we'll, you know, do all sorts of fun little crafties and games. We don't want to spoil a lot of fun because we're actually pretty excited about a lot.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really neat and different
and
from
very
previous
different.
Years.
You know, we're working on getting our emergency personnel out there with, you know, the SWAT vehicle and some touch of trucks and some other activities that we're finalizing. But we don't want to spoil too much of Youth Fest because it's going to be really fun.
It is.
Well, we could get back to Sunfest then and talk a little bit about what's happening Friday night. Is there anything else happening Friday night other than what you guys have mentioned so far?
Yeah, so Friday night, you know, all of Sunfest always has awesome music. And, of course, we always have really fabulous arts and crafts vendors and delicious food vendors all over. But Friday night, too, we have a lot of entertainment going on our stages. So we have Mid-Park Stage with the Hi-Fi Hillbillies who are coming. They're a band out of Tulsa. Good classic rock type of trio there, and then Steve Sutherland, who will be playing on that Steve Sutherland band. They're a local band, played last year as well, had a really good response. Our main stage will kick off with Travis Boyd and the Rebel Souls. So I when I listen to them, they are out of Tulsa area, originally from Bahuska as well. Really, I want to say it's like that swamp rock. Really good swamp rock, original songs. And then on our main stage Friday night will be Weston Horn on the Hush. Fabulous band out of Tulsa. Really that rock with that brass influence, high energy. They played last year. They had such a great response. Everyone loved them, so we decided to bring them back. So that will be our entertainment for Friday.
Okay. Is there anybody new in that lineup?
We've never had here. We have not had Hi-Fi Hillbillies up here, and we've never had Travis Boyd. So that'll be two new, brand new acts out of the Tulsa area that'll be coming up.
All right, and then of course, obviously, you have more stuff happening the next 2 days as well. When do things kick off on Saturday, and what should people expect?
Well, we have the car show. We brought that back.
Yeah, thanks to Green Country Chevy dealers. You know, which is, you know, kind of our new Patriot Auto up here too. Mm-hmm. They are really helping us bring back our car show.
Yes.
We're super excited. We took that away for a couple years just because of logistical.
Yeah.
We want it to be pretty. We want it to be pretty and nicely laid out. So we are having a car show. The car show people, anybody who has anything that they'd like to show off, whether it's custom, original, bikes, whatever they're proud of.
Yeah.
You know, they're welcome to show up. It is an on-site registration. Starts at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Registration starts at 8.
Registration
so
starts at
8. So just come in, sign up, park it.
Park
pretty
it.
Much, yeah.
Yep. So that'll be a fun. We're really excited to bring that back.
Mm-hmm. And it can be any kind of car.
It can be anything. Anything that you're really proud of. Our car show's a little different because we want to, you know, we want to really bring out the creativity and the crafts and keep that, you know, people are proud.
Yeah.
This is what we're proud of.
It can be a classic. It can be something new. It can be something you're working on that's not done yet. Like, we just want to see it.
Okay, cool. What else you got going on other than the car show on Saturday?
So we're really excited for the car show. So, of course, we have a whole lineup of bands that we'll talk about, too. But some other really fun, super activities we have. Thanks to Trudy Credit Union, we're bringing back our water fight.
Yes.
That is the fourth year we're bringing that back. Mm-hmm. If you just envision, it is for all ages. We love my favorite memories of this so far is seeing the little grandkids and the grandmas out there, and the grandmas pulling the grandkids going, "Let's go!" So that is super fun. Everyone loves a good water fight. That takes place up there by the play tower starting at 3 o'clock. We have prizes. We will have squirters on site if people forget to bring their squirters. We do inspect all the squirters that come in to make sure they're empty and not full of ickiness or something.
Yeah.
And we,
and we'll have our big giant foam machine,
which
we had last year, and it's so much fun.
That does sound like a lot of fun.
Yes.
The foam machine is just think of bubbles everywhere.
Everywhere.
It was so great. Yeah. Lots of pictures on our website from last year. So we're really excited that Trudy's helping us bring that back.
For sure.
Yeah. You know, we also have a really fun night planned that I'll let Pam talk about. There was a gap. You know, we decided to do this because there was a gap. We're like, we don't have anything to really entertain the middle school crowd, the tweens. So we thought of a really great idea that spurred off the mention of a glow-in-the-dark golf ball.
Yes. So Saturday night, on the north side of the park somewhere, we haven't set a specific location, we're going to have a glow rave. So we're going to have a live DJ. We're going to have glow-in-the-dark games, black lights, all that good stuff, glow-in-the-dark paint. It's just going to be awesome.
All right. What inspired this idea?
Well, I can tell you it was a really interesting staff meeting.
Yes.
Karen Wilson, who's part of Kiwanis, we work really, really closely with Sooner Junior during that weekend to help people go to mini golf. She mentioned she had glow-in-the-dark golf balls. And then all of a sudden, in true Sunfest fashion, we're not going to do glow-in-the-dark golf balls.
Yeah. We had so many ideas instantly. We could do this. We could do that. So it spurred from that, and I am super stoked.
I am super stoked, too. And if there's a sponsor out there that would like to sponsor this, we're still open. It's still in development. There's still time for publicity, but this is one of the things we'd like to see happen.
Yes.
That it's going to happen, but it's going to be how big we can make it, budget-wise.
Now, is there an age limitation for the rave?
You know, we want to tailor it to middle schooler and above. I'm not going to set an age restriction, but, you know, we'll try to keep it for tweens. We know that there's some adults. I know I'll be in there.
Yeah, me too.
But if you think we're going to have, like, glow paint drumming and body paint, you know, you can paint and just dancing. So
maybe not so much for little kids.
Yeah, not for the little ones.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll take a quick break. We'll talk more about what's happening at Sunfest.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
And we'll continue our community connection here on K1AM 1400 and FM 93.3. We're talking about the 35th Sunfest. A lot of good things happening, a lot of interesting things happening, a lot of things coming back to Sunfest. And we have Pam Patterson and Stephanie Leaf to kind of talk to us about what else is going on with Sunfest before we have to go here. What you guys got?
Oh, well, good. You know, one thing we forgot to mention, too, because we love Sunfest and entertaining the kids, DSR has been sponsoring our free pony ring for the last 5 years, and they are really generously sponsoring that again. So we will have a good pony ring.
Because we love that every little kid gets to come and ride a pony. Because before then, you know, they were a charged, you know, activity. And a lot of kids didn't get to partake in that. So we're super, super happy that DSR does this so every little kid can ride a pony.
Is there any other, like, special events like that happening in and around Sunfest other than the entertainment?
So we have, you know, Saturday, obviously, we'll have a really big lineup on our park stage. One really cool thing we're going to bring back, too. So just a quick rundown. Our band shell will be really filled out with a lot of demonstrations from, like, refit, dance troops, karate, and then also some, you know, Christian bands at night at Saturday at the band shell. Mid Park, we'll have Everett Music Studios, you know, and Delin's Everett's, you know, students, you know, showcasing their talents there. We have Scott Taylor, who's a really good storyteller artist. Then we're going to just play some house music for a little while because it's a, you know, nice little fun chill time. Then we'll have Jesse Joyce coming back. He is really one of our Sunfest favorites, always a great entertainer. Then we have on our main stage, we have a new act out of Nashville coming. Her name's Liz Morinato. Very, you know, it's like that red dirt, I don't know, she kind of reminds me of like a Gretchen Wilson a little bit. She'll also be playing main stage, opening up our main stage, and then also playing an acoustic set that night thanks to Wyma Brownlee Wealth Solutions. So love them. Then we have New Kings. We have Terry Melton, Let It Ride, during our dinner hour on main stage. And then, of course, local favorite Usual Suspects will be joining the Glow Rave party and the Northside party on Saturday night main stage. So we're super excited about that. Mm-hmm. One really cool thing that we're going to do, because they're, again, we're evaluating what people like, is there's going to be an open mic karaoke session at 2 o'clock. It'll be, you know, family appropriate songs.
Yes.
Could be some prizes in there still. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're just trying some new things this year.
Yeah. Get people involved, have some fun, and just, you know, try new things.
Yeah.
So.
The last thing on Sunday, though, we'll have one thing we want to mention is we do have outdoor church service on Sunday by Highland Park Baptist. So bring your chair and you know, it's an open worship. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have Operation Eagle coming out to play.
Awesome.
So we're very excited about that. And then also closing out our entertainment is Signal 29, really local favorite on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Come out, get the rest of your arts and crafts, eat that last of that delicious food.
Yes.
And listen
chicken
to some
chicken on
good
a
music.
Stick.
Mm. I want a gyro, man.
That's not pretty
I want
good.
A gyro.
And when is this event taking place?
So Sunfest is May 31st, June 1st, and June 2nd. It's always the weekend after Memorial Day.
Okay. And how can people reach you if they, again, want to try to sponsor that rave that you guys put on?
Oh,
the
rave. Well, there is our email address. It's sunfestbeville@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Or they can call us. Our number's on our website. Mm-hmm. Or a lot of people may know how to reach me. So you can reach out to me directly.
Sounds good. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us on a Community Connection.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Power to the federal government. Through the end of the month, the State Department.